Fuquay Varina is a Stromberg XY, which is a kind of step that sounds pretty much like all the other steps, except that mechanically it's very different. There are some subtle things about it that make it clear that it is in fact a Stromberg, but right now we're concentrating most on the calls to Raleigh, which go over N2 and N3 carrier. The N3 carrier is doing pretty well today, and the next two calls go over the good stuff, each to a different crossbar 5. Here's a call to a crossbar 5 supervision test, except the test line is kinda not working right. You'll notice that the first ring sounds rattly, and the remaining rings just sound very clear, as if there were no equipment on the line. The sound quality of this trunk is exemplary. Here's a call to another crossbar 5. It has the same ring type, but you can tell it's a different office. The ringtone sounds crisp and clear because we get a good end carrier, and then from the Raleigh step to the crossbar 5 in another office, there is a wire trunk. Here's a call to a crossbar 5 with pseudo ESS ring. What's notable here is the non-working number arrangement, which trips the ring by going off hook and then a few seconds later hanging up, and then it plays the recording. This is kind of dumb, because if you're calling this from a number 1 ESS, you will then be cut off 10 seconds later, probably before the recording's even finished. As it is, calling in from the step world, the long flash triggers a timeout arrangement on the incoming side of this very same number 5 crossbar, and that cuts us off before the recording has played more than once. So here's a case where within the very same entity, one hand doesn't know what the other's doing. Now, fortunately, Fuquay Varina's payphones are post-pay, so I don't have to pay for this. But had I called this same number from Clayton, the place I visited earlier where you have to put in the dime first, I would have been charged for the call, as are all the long-distance callers to this non-working number as well. Here's a ringing number in another crossbar 5 with pseudo ESS ring. This one happens to be in the downtown building. And by the way, it's the same crossbar 5 that used to serve the voice response system at IBM.
Is it 103A2 compatible?
Although it had City Ring when we first started recording that. And it'll also provide service for one of my phone lines 2.5 years from now. Boy, it's really too bad the carrier system is having a bad day today. Anyway, here's a call to the downtown ESS.
Number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this number in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry, you have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service. If you feel you have reached this number in error, please check the number or try your call again. We're sorry.
At this point in the tape, I switched to another payphone. I don't remember why. Perhaps the light came on and the amount of hum got so much that I began to get concerned about it. In any case, this other payphone is quite a distance from the CO compared to the first one. In fact, it's so far away that they are probably using a range extender, which is a device that changes the characteristics DC-wise and also amplifies a phone line that's very long. Here's a comparison of what it's like to get a dial tone, first on the phone we've been using, and next on this other phone. You'll notice that the second phone line has a lot of hum before the dial tone comes on, which the first line does not have. And the reason you hear that is that the long line makes hum whenever it is unbalanced. The power supply on the line before dial tone comes on is unbalanced, but then when dial tone arrives, the hum goes down to a reasonable level. Now, another thing that's more subtle and won't be audible through necessarily any set of speakers is that if you pick up dial 1 and get a reorder, the quality of the reorder on this new phone sounds more as if it's amplified coming over a trunk. Here's the first phone getting a reorder and then the second one. This is subtle, but I can tell they're using a range extender. If they weren't, the long phone line would do nothing more than filter out the high frequencies of the reorder. So it would just sound a little bassier. But instead, it sounds amplified, resonant, like it's coming through some sort of reproduction equipment. So this is not just a long phone line. It's a long phone line with something on it to make it louder. Now here again is that classic busy signal of a Stromberg XY on this phone line. Here's a brief use of the ringback circuit. All I'm going to do is dial a few digits and hang up, and then when I pick up again, it'll still be there. This, like the classic 660, holds your line and rings you, rather than actually calling you back. And now just a few more calls to Raleigh from this phone, featuring that ever-worsening N-carrier system. On one of these calls, the ring is sort of lost in the noise. There's also a call to the downtown ESS, which gives us the wrong announcement. But that was very common for number one ESSs. Finally, I'll try to make a call through the operator a few times.
Nobody ever lost a penny at Raleigh Savings and Loan. Can you say that about all your investments?
Time 3:50.
I'm sorry, we're unable to complete your call as dialed. Please do not dial the numeral 1 when making a local call. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. I'm sorry, we're unable to complete your call as dialed. Please do not dial the numeral 1 when making a local call. If you need assistance, please hang up and dial your operator. I'm sorry, we're unable to complete your call as dialed.
There is a savings plan for all your reasons to save at Raleigh Savings and Loan Association.
Time 3:57.
Operator 358.
Yes, could you get me area code 516-593-93?
Are you going to talk with this noise on the line?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of annoying. I'm going to call again.
Operator?
Yeah, could you call me back? I can't seem to get a connection to operator without this noise on it.
Okay, what is your number?
552-9171.
All right.
This operator, by the way, is apparently the cord board in Raleigh. I know it's a Southern Bell operator because she uses the rate quote system.
Rate, 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 desk, 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 step, 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 local, local, local.
And Carolina Telephone did not.
Hello.
Okay, may I help you?
Yeah, could you get me area code 516-593-983?
All right, collect or you're going to pay?
I'd like to pay.
Speaking from what number?
From this number. You called.
One, two, rate, step, one, two.
2:15 when the line answers.
2:15, okay.
The number you have reached, LY3, 9-8. 083 has been changed. The new number is area code 212-877-5352 in New York City. Please make a note of it.
I'll call that other number later, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
You know, there's something interesting about XYs that would be easy to miss. She had called me back, and when she hung up, instead of going back to dial tone as you do on normal steps, I went to silence. This suggests there may be a lockout mode in these Stromberg XYs. However, it wouldn't normally trigger, except when an incoming call hangs up, so it's probably there in case of an emergency. For example, if a cable were flooded, causing lots of lines to be shorted out, there was probably a way for the switchman to knock those lines into lockout mode that would keep it from tying up the switching equipment and running the office out of dial tones. Each one would sit on its own individual relay, just waiting for the line to clear, at which point it would drop back into being ready for the line finder to see it again. Well, that's it for Fuquay-Varina. The next stop is Sanford, North Carolina.